A friend of mine whose son died a few years back says that on Sunday afternoons he usually goes out to the cemetery where his boy is buried and walks around, sometimes for hours. Does it help? I asked. He looked at me. Stupid question. I went to a cemetery a few weeks back for the burial service of a friend, a girl, late 20s, who died of heart failure. She had a 3-year-old and someone else's heart inside her. I got there early and walked around. Amidst the headstones, rows and rows of them, some having settled in the ground at weird angles, I saw people, heads down, talking, praying. What are people looking at? What are they looking for? Who are they talking to? Where are the dead? Are they in coffins? Are they in urns? If not, why are we here? My son wanted to be put on a burning Viking ship and set off to sea. I don't know why, but I started thinking about Martin Luther King Sr. His son, as you know, was murdered. His other son, Alfred, and you may not know this, drowned. His wife, Alberta, and even if you know this, you need to hear it again, was shot to death while playing the organ in church while he preached. In church. And yet Martin Luther King Sr. kept preaching, kept believing, kept, I'm assuming, coming to cemeteries, kept bowing his head. At Rose Cemetery, cardboard signs had been placed inside the ground so people could find the plot. Lacey was to be buried in the far north corner. If you're driving south on Yale between Pine and Admiral, you can see it. You can see her. It was a miserable day, or maybe that's just the way it seemed, the way they all seem at cemeteries. When the service started with the close friends and family on rickety chairs under an awning, the pastor talked again about Lacey, again how she's not here. She's already in a better place, he said, for the second time today. So where is that place? Near the canopy, there's a freshly dug hole, a green tarp, a mound of dirt. I wondered if it was possible to remember the dead without having to be reminded that they died. When I go to my mother's grave, I leave a pebble. It's a tradition in Judaism that proves I was there. The more stones left, the more others can see who came to pay their respects. Some graves just have a few pebbles. Some tears are for people you don't know. I see where my grandmother and grandfather are, my aunts, uncles, the spot reserved for my father. I see, too, where I will be buried. The dead can remind you of a joke you once heard, a season in which you once excelled, a taste of food you once had, a place you lived before anything bad happened, but cemeteries remind you of death. Here, just stones, names, dates, quotations. Religion tells us the dead return to God, go to eternal salvation or rest or reunited with loved ones. Some faiths talk of souls being recycled, reissued, reincarnated. You hope, pray, all of that. Some of that is true. I stand at Lacey's grave. I see another hearse pulling up, another group of people, heads down, waiting. The dead are not here, just the living.